Yeah, with the Catholic Church and things like that, you actually find that a lot of these people have been a lot of
Sorry,
the
one
senior
second.
positions in the Catholic Church, yeah, have
What are you
actually
doing
been infiltrated. Was quite funny, actually.
Listen, you Nashi. Oh, Merrick! Oh my God, it's Harry. He's not wearing his big tie,
Oh my
but he's got a
fucking
nice
God.
little sweater. I wonder if he's are you wearing the pants, Harry? I get sidetracked. Listen, you Nazi fucks. When the day comes, you get behind your little webcams and get off your little keyboards. I'm waiting for you.
Oh God. I thought the little clip at the start of the video there was really interesting, and it features Harry, who is a member of the Patriotic Alternative movement and has his own YouTube channel. He's a nationalist. I think he's about 18 years old. And then some others, these are these centrist millennials in their 30s, and they've got their own channel and they've been making videos critical of the nationalists. And this has ended up with them organizing to have a debate. And then, of course, the sort of the hipster millennial centrists have just trashed it and made a mockery of the whole thing. And it's a funny thing to contrast the young 18-year-old Harry turning up. And I was watching it, and he had his talking points on demographics, on the way of the destruction of the family, on Christianity, on multiculturalism, and, as they say, the fact that we were never asked. So he came in there serious, and he meant business. And this, of course, was met by these centrist millennials by turning the whole thing into a farce, by turning it all into a big joke. And when I realized, a lot of people sort of remarked that it was all very cringe, and it was indeed very cringe, because, and I think it's because we feel like we've all seen that joke before. In fact, I feel like I've been watching that same attitude, that same joke, for at least the last 20 years. And then we look back on the millennials and what they grew up in. Generally, culturally speaking, it was one where somebody would talk, or somebody would turn up with a serious opinion or a serious point of view, and they were a lolcow. They were a joke. They were a joke for taking life seriously. They were a joke because they were looking at the world and they didn't like it, or they maybe they were religious. But if they were, the point is, anybody who was earnest would be met with irony and cynicism and be torn down. And we've all had a lot of it. I mean, you can go look back on the culture that these hipsters grew up in, and they would have been saturated with that attitude. Just an example, I mean, I remember going back through these years, you had like Richard Dawkins and the God Delusion. I'm sure they were all reading it. I'm sure that this generation, I did it as well, even though I'm a little bit older. Yeah, we all thought we were really clever when we read Richard Dawkins' God Delusion, and then the God was reduced to nothing more than a sky fairy. And then they went further again and invented a concept of the flying spaghetti monster. People who were worried about immigration got that thing from South Park where they took her gerbs, where you're just this dumb redneck, and you're turned into a cliche. Again and again, we see that as serious points, serious concerns that people have were then reduced to just nothing more than cringe. You were the moron because you were earnest. You were the idiot because you weren't just wrapped up in layers and layers of irony and sarcasm and cynicism. But at the end of the day, it was, you look back on it now, and it's as if problems that did actually need addressing, right? Really serious issues, which the immigration one is a prime example, because, it may have been a funny joke, but the fact is, people were losing their jobs. And they still are because of that. Like, making something into a joke doesn't actually negate the fact that there's some serious issues which need to be had. And so because we've had like 20 years of this, at least, then we find that there's so many serious problems, so many serious issues were never addressed because it would just be met with a joke. And I think the far from it being the cutting edge of cultural commentary, it's actually a bit of a cope. I think it's a in when in the case with Harry, he debated these, or he went on with the idea of debating them. It reminded me, like, the way they trashed the debate, of a dog rolling over on its back. Like, just look at me, I'm just a funny moron. I'm just an idiot. Don't take me too seriously. I'm willing to make a clown of myself because in the process I'll also make a clown of you and your opinions as well. Well, let's just have a big laugh at it all. But the problem is, for somebody like Harry, he's grown up in a culture where he's been bombarded with grooming gangs and the ticking time bomb of demographics, of hate speech laws, and all of the negative sides of this, all of these things which have turned so many young men towards a more radical position. And you can't help but notice that, in actual fact, if these issues weren't met with people taking the piss all throughout the 2000s, then maybe there wouldn't be this generational shift. Because what you have now is where you have the 18-year-old turning up, being po-faced and stern and serious, and people well into their 30s acting like clowns. But the time has passed. You know, you've got the fresh-eyed fella there up against somebody who's going grey and bald, and it's the one who's going grey and bald, and they're still stuck in 2003, and it's quite pathetic, actually. And it's a funny thing that they used Batman as well. Like, so the way they played it was that, and I know it was for laughs, obviously, that's what this is all about. They framed it in a way, well, we are Batman, and we are going to have to go vigilante on your ass. But in actual fact, there's a clip from the old Batman, from the Tim Burton's Batman, when the Joker actually says to Batman, "You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses on, would you?" And Batman smacks him straight in the face. So the thing that they need to understand is that they are the Joker. They aren't the Batman. The Batman doesn't have much of a sense of humor. The Batman is order to the Joker's chaos. And you find that when you look at it from that way, it begins to make more sense, because the chaos which they have caused has resulted in more people taking a stern approach, and then well into their 30s, well into their they're going into middle age, and it's still just this nihilistic cynicism when the forces of order are starting to reformulate around them, and they can't do anything. So it's like Jack Nicholson when he kind of cynically puts the glasses on and makes himself look a wimp, makes himself look like a moron, and then Batman just smashes his face in. And you can't help but think that it is some sort of recompense. That the time is coming when, you know, the jokes need to end. The nihilism needs this ridiculous cynicism needs to end, because you can't actually say that they've overplayed their hand. Like, they've actually caused the very thing. They've actually, in a weird way, they are the cause of the thing that they're now laughing at, because nothing could be addressed when this attitude saturated the culture of the West, and they've left all of these unresolved issues because of this cowardly coping mechanism. Well, let's just laugh at everything. Let's just turn everything into a joke, and what you end up with is people who are more radical saying, "I'm sorry, buddy, but the joke's over." And more people get that, which is why it was recognised for just being this pathetic coping mechanism that it is. So thanks for listening there, folks, and I'll catch you later.